This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations on Friday condemned Ethiopia's announcement that it was expelling seven senior UN officials and voiced concern for 5.2 million people in the Tigray region who are in need of urgent assistance as malnutrition rises. The expulsions were announced late on Thursday, 2 days after the UN aid chief warned the government aid blockade had likely forced hundreds of thousands of people in Tigray into famine. International condemnation of the humanitarian situation in the northern Ethiopia region has been growing. The United States threatened sanctions against any party obstructing aid to Tigray, which has been mired in conflict for nearly 11 months. Ethiopia has previously denied blocking food aid. Australia has outlined plans to lift a pandemic ban on its vaccinated citizens traveling overseas from November, but no date has been set for welcoming international tourists back. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday travel restrictions that have trapped most Australians and permanent residents at home over the past 18 months would be removed when 80% of the population aged 16 and older were fully vaccinated. Australia introduced some of the toughest travel restrictions of any democracy in the world on people entering and leaving the island nation on March 20th last year. Most Australians have had to argue for rare exemptions from the travel ban to leave the country. There are a few exceptions from the ban, including government employees and essential workers. Tourism is never accepted as a reason to cross the border. And the country also on Friday added China's Sinovac and Indian-made AstraZeneca shots to a list of vaccines that Australians can take and be fully recognized. This is VOA News. Authorities said on Friday a fire at a hospital in a Romanian port city killed at least nine COVID-19 patients. An emergency official says all the victims were in the intensive care unit of a hospital for infectious diseases. Only one patient from the ICU survived. The health ministry said in a statement that 113 patients were in the medical unit of the hospital and all the survivors have now been evacuated. The fire was extinguished by mid-morning, but its cause is not yet known. Romania's hospitals are facing an onslaught of hospitalizations due to a rapid surge of COVID-19 infections, which is stretching the country's hospital to maximum capacity. The country of 19 million people has had two other deadly hospital fires within the past year, which has raised concerns about the country's aging hospital infrastructure. A human rights group said Friday Belarus has detained dozens of people for commenting online about a shooting incident that resulted in the deaths of an IT worker and a KGB officer. Details of the shooting are unclear, but the incident has raised questions in Belarus, where authorities have been cracking down after unprecedented protests against strongman President Alexander Lukashenko erupted over a disputed election last year. Authorities have gone to extraordinary lengths to prevent discussion of the shooting, with the group saying 84 people were detained over the past 2 days. On Tuesday, the Belarus KGB security agent said that it had killed a man in, quote, return fire after he shot dead one of their officers. The KGB did not identify the man, referring to him only as a very dangerous criminal. China sent 25 fighter jets toward self-ruled Taiwan in a large display of force on China's National Day Friday. The People's Liberation Army flew 18 fighter jets as well as two bombers, among other planes. Taiwan deployed air patrol forces in response and tracked the Chinese aircraft on its air defense systems, according to the island's defense ministry. China has sent planes toward the island it claims as part of its territory on a near-daily basis in the last couple of years, stepping up military harassment with drills. Last week, the PLA flew 24 fighter jets towards Taiwan after it announced it would apply to join a Pacific trade group that China also applied to join. Taiwan and China split during a civil war in 1949, and China has not ruled out force to reunify with Taiwan. Beijing opposes Taiwan's involvement in international organizations. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.